This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Isn't it great that we have the ability to talk into this thing called a microphone? Right?
It's that. Amazing.
And I can talk to you, and I can talk to James, I can talk to people all over the country, all over the world, and it's just this microphone, this cord that goes down into this thing on the floor, and there it goes. Hooray! Yesterday, we had a little drama here on the farm. Some of the wires on the street came tumbling down. Truck hit them, yes, and they were on the lawn and went into the brook. The brook is that runs through my property on the other side of the house. So I'm thinking to myself, do I want to go down and find out what is at the other end of this cable that's in the brook? And I thought, not, no. And so it happened there was an electrician working at the development, so I asked him to come down and look at it, and we figured out what it was, and not only was it disconnected on the road, it was disconnected on the house, so it hadn't been working for years. But, you know, you look at that stuff, it's always better to be safe. Don't ever touch stuff like
that.
Yeah,
never assume.
Never, oof. Never. Nope. It's a way of, in a sense, control your squirrel brain. That's curious. I'm going to pick up that nut and see what it tastes like. Nope. Control your squirrel brain. Do you think, from time to time, we all have that squirrel, you know, a jumble mumble. We think things that are foolish, and then, you know, you want to, okay, I'll try that once. Sometimes that's that's it.
Once is many times.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, and I think we have that. There's this human mentality, oh, no, it's not. It's the ego. That's what it is. It's just the ego that we think, oh, it's not going to happen to me. I'm going to be okay. That might happen to somebody else. It's not going to happen to me. It's like this invincible feeling.
Yes, exactly. All right, so here is some inspiration for you as we start this hour of the Good Day program. A youngster has worked for 3 years and pulled 2.5 million pounds of trash from rivers around him. Sam Benchagiliba, I think is his name. He has started a company now called Sungle Watch, which is an environmental organization dedicated to keeping waterways clean by installing little barriers that prevent plastic and other trash from going out into the ocean. And so there are about 4,000 pounds, that's 2 tons of plastic a week, that come from just one single town. Can you imagine? The plastic waste is leaking all over the place into the oceans and that kind of stuff.
Well, how many people throw things out of their car when they're driving, thinking, well, it's just on the side of the road.
Yeah, that's right, exactly.
That stuff doesn't just stay there. Wind takes it, there might be a storm, other things happen.
Yeah. The floods and stuff, they're going down everything goes down there. Nothing stays where it is. It all goes down the tubes. And so mentioning that makes me want to go back again or go around to something to focus on for a few minutes. And that's what happened in Libya. There have been devastating floods there the last few days. 10,000 people are missing and presumed dead because of these floods. If you see, this is one of the things that we don't much talk about because it doesn't affect us here that much. But this, there are 700 people that they've already discovered buried alive under the rubble. And then there are more people, tens of thousands, have. This is, by the way, this is a result of one of these storms starting in the south, the southern part of the Atlantic Ocean, the hurricane, and it blows around and goes back around and goes into the Mediterranean. It goes from the southern Atlantic region that sweeps back around and goes into the mid-Atlantic and then connects into this, is goes into the Mediterranean. And that's where this the havoc has come from. This is not a place. Libya is not a place. Here we go with somebody who's going to say, ah, global warming, it's ruining the planet. Well, the planet's changing for sure. You never get storms like this in the middle of the Libyan desert. You just don't. Well, you do now, and so, or at least you did. The floods broke dams, washed away neighborhoods, towns. What a mess. And what a, you're talking about a catastrophe. And they don't know what to do with the bodies, so the bodies are all over the place. Can you imagine walking down the street and seeing hundreds of people dead just on the side of the road?
Just devastating.
Oh, my God. The rubble all over the place. And so in that, by the way, the earthquake that happened, was it Egypt yesterday? Where was it? In Ethiopia, I think. Was it yesterday, the day before, over the weekend anyway? And now the excavators have come in to try to clean that mess up. And so people say, Mother Nature's really angry. Look at these storms. Well, the storms that the storm wasn't as bad as might have been the case in Florida. Come on, let's grow up a little bit and stop being so influenced by all of this fear-mongering. These damn weather forecasters and the words that they use to stir people up. There's a difference between being prepared intelligently, looking at the facts, and being scared into doing stuff that is not in your best interest, frankly. And you could say to me, well, it's always in our best interest to be protected, right? To be safe rather than sorry. Yeah, but to what extent? People going and buying a dozen sheets of plywood to nail up their windows and things like this? I don't know. It's not, it doesn't ring true to me. There's too much crying of wolf. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that was
like to say, do your own research on things. Make your own opinion. Don't just hear somebody else's opinion and then run with it like that's fact. That's right. The says all be all.
Yep, exactly. All right, let's see here. Some mysteries in the news. This is a news talk radio program. We talk about what's in the news, things that are being discussed. Sometimes they're things that everybody knows about. Sometimes they're events or about people that folks may not have heard about before. For example, this is kind of a mysterious thing. A golden orb was found at the bottom of the Pacific off of the coast of Alaska. Sounds like an Indiana Jones movie, right?
No, it's a golden skin-like orb. This straight up sounds like some kind. At first, when I heard it, I was like, is this just like a golden jellyfish? That's where my mind went. And then I was kind of like, oh, it's a little further. Is it alien-like?
Well, that's what I was thinking. It was an object. That's what I thought when I saw this. Right? That it was an object.
Skin-like golden orb. So I think it may be an egg laid by a yet-to-be-known sea creature.
The aliens have landed, and they have laid their spongy eggs. Sounds like the beginning of a horror movie, doesn't it? The X-Files.
Mm.
And, yeah, well, listen, we'll have to ask Uri about that, as whether he's all set to see the women's vagina of the people who are coming in the next 20 years, right? The aliens. And so maybe we can
he posted that photo. Yeah.
I told you he was going to post that photo.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
he put that up on X.
Yeah, right. All right, let's see. What else have we got that's kind of mysterious? Here's the story of a manager of a Goodwill store called the police after finding a human skull in the Goodwill donation box. How can you not laugh about this? I mean, it may be a little scary when you open up the box and you see somebody's head in
there. But apparently it was an ancient one.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actual old archaeological find, in a manner of speaking. So why the hell would you put it in the Yuma, Arizona Goodwill box? Why would you do that?
But maybe they came across it, like, hypothetical, maybe they came across it at a garage sale. They had it for a certain number of years, or somebody did, and then it got messed down or whatever. And they didn't know it was real.
Mm-hmm.
They thought maybe it was just some kind of decoration thing.
Yeah. Well, what would you, but think about it for a second. If you came across something like this, what would your reaction be? What would you think? What would you want to do? Would you touch it? Or would you say, ah, and call the police like these people did at Goodwill?
I probably would have touched it, not realizing what it was at first. Like if I was pulling things out of a box or a bag or whatever, and then saw it, and then immediately would be like, nope, 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 just walking away. Somebody else deal with this.
Yeah. All right, here's another one. A yoga class was mistaken for, it was this yoga class was interrupted by police after it was believed to be the scene of a mass killing. All the people on the floor. Exercise. You ever done yoga and you're spread out on the floor, right?
Yeah, I forget what that pose is called. It's like sanasa.
Spread.
Sanasa or something. But it's this like place of business that they host these yoga evenings every so often. And they were the class was in the middle of this lying down meditation that you typically do at the very end of the yoga class. And Savasana, that's what I think it is. And somebody walked by and thought it was a mass murder scene and called the police. because they just saw all these bodies laying out across the floor.
Right. Yeah. Unga bunga. People are so silly. Well, maybe I can understand how they think that. But there's people, you stand there and watch long enough, they're going to move one way or another. Can we go? I want to go back to the weather in the world for a second. Or I just want to focus on that earthquake for a moment more, because there's a I gave it too short a shrift, frankly. When you look at the results of this Moroccan earthquake and the bodies that are coming there again, like in Libya, this is billions of dollars of damage. And hundreds, if not thousands, of bodies in the rubble. The rescuers have finally arrived in some of the smaller villages. 4 days, 5 days ago, this thing took place. And now I was reading the story. It's really kind of sad when you think about it. Here's this father going around from village to village looking for his daughter who's missing. Doesn't know where she is, didn't know where she went. She's just gone.
It's heartbreaking.
How many stories like that will there be out of this? So... anyway, something, it's life. And that's what, I mean, I could go off and be philosophical about it, but I don't have time because it's 18 after the hour here on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour, means of expression here on the Good Day program. Social media is our focus during this segment of each hour of the program. We often have questions, and I'm going to get to a couple of questions and answers coming from people. First, however, some technical news re-social media. Some of the cybersecurity problems, apparently... This happened at a lot of resorts. I know it happened to some businesses yesterday, too. Computer shutdowns, and this happened to be at the MGM Resort properties around the country. A cybersecurity issue led to the shutdown of the casinos and the hotels at MGM Resorts.
This can happen. Like the reservations, the booking systems, completely offline.
I had a notice yesterday. Now I'm trying to remember what it was from. It was from somebody, I think it was an insurance company, that basically said that my information had been compromised along with lots of other people who have insurance at this company. So it happens. The hacking happens all the time. But the stuff that they had was, that got hacked was birthday information, you know, things like that. So what does somebody do? What does a criminal do with birthday information? What do you want?
Identity theft.
Yeah, well, you got to have other information.
If you get enough of it, you can scam your way through.
You mean enough of it for each individual?
Enough of the information. Yeah, if you get enough information from somebody.
Yeah. No. I don't know. I didn't lose a lot of sleep about it. So on the Good Day Networks, our social media pages, we have talked about the reflections that take place during the annual overview of what happened on September 11th. And so we asked, where were you when you saw the news? What do you remember from that day? I'm not sure I understood what Sam Wells added to the conversation. I'm looking at this. This is a whole long treatise on freedom of speech. I don't know how that, he just was going off on a bunch of stuff. If you're going to respond, please respond kind of to the question and don't go off and, you know, this is, it's interesting to read this guy and his thinking, although he's a pretty angry guy and he's got a lot of stuff, some of the usual things, the ranting and raving about Democrats and stuff. I don't really, I'm looking at it and then I ignore it. So anyway, To back to the point, Arlene Sauer said that she thought there were a lot of people who paused to reflect on the day. We had a moment of silence, I think. We did have a moment of silence yesterday, and I think it's appropriate
to do.
Let's play
Taps so that people didn't get freaked out. That.
Yep, right. Greg says, I remember getting the first notification on a pager. Remember those things? Yep. It was clear that what was unfolding was momentous and tragic.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody named Scubabas says, Doug, you just said there's a rumor about dynamite being planted in the towers. What do you mean by that? There was a rumor that went around after the fact. Dick Cheney was not a popular figure in America at the time. He was the vice president. And there were a lot of rumors, that naysayers, that Cheney was responsible for a conspiracy was involved in the conspiracy of destroying the towers and putting dynamite.
A lot of people say those planes wouldn't have been enough to
able to knock the
knock
buildings
those
down.
Towers fully down the way they did. One of those conspiracy theories.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there's something. I still think there's something to that. I don't. You look at the explosions and all the fuel and stuff that came out of. Remember, the planes were chosen because they were full of fuel. The Boston to Los Angeles route filled. You fill the planes up, so when they crashed, they exploded, and you saw those fireballs. But the fuel kept dripping down through the floors underneath, and the fire kept expanding because the fuel was draining down through the building, so it weakened the superstructure of the building. That was the explanation I was given. That kind of makes sense. Anyway, certainly a lot of food for thought. Thank you for your input. 28 after the hour.
Tempting as it may be to add a couple bucks to your monthly mortgage payment to chip away at your principal balance, don't do it if you have any credit card balance. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Your mortgage is single-digit debt, and your credit card is double-digit debt. Keep making the minimum credit card payment, and you will never be out of debt. If you have more than one credit card, there are two common approaches. Throw as much money as you can at the card with the highest percentage rate and pay the minimum on others. Or pay off the card with the smallest balance first, then attack next biggest. And if you can, start a new card, one with an introductory zero-rate balance transfer, so you at least stop the clock on what you already owe. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-28-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. An impeachment inquiry is an investigation of possible wrongdoing by a federal official, such as the President of the United States, cabinet official, or judges. The process is written into the Constitution and is the most powerful check that Congress has on the executive branch. Republican Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption. And they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden.
Representative Nancy Mace on Fox News says if Biden would have turned over his bank records, this could have all been avoided.
If he did nothing wrong, if he didn't sell out his country, then he should give us the bank records and we wouldn't have to do it this way.
Lance Pry, USA News. Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day.
I hope you're having a good day.
Good day!
And the winner is... Everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts. 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today. 855-999-3684 for Good Day.
We're all winners here on the Good Day program, yes? You know that, right? Jay Kirsten is a winner. The Duggar, hopefully, is a winner. James Collins in Dallas at the controls, he's a winner. Here's a girl who's 7 years old, had a good birthday. She's a winner. She found a beautiful diamond in a state park while celebrating her birthday. One of the biggest diamonds found anywhere this year. Name is Aspen Brown. Located a 2.95-carat golden brown diamond while visiting Crater of the Diamonds, the state park.
Where do we sign up?
Where do we sign up for a trip down there? She and her father, grandmother, they were playing around the park. As she got hot, she wanted to sit down for a minute, so she walked over some of the big rocks, and next thing... that the father knew she was running, saying, "Dad, Dad, Dad, I found something." As this diamond, how much is this thing worth? What is this kind of a diamond You know about that. I think diamonds
are worth
their money.
I'm not sure. Because it's not colorless. It's brown, but it's really pretty. I mean, it is really pretty. And I think they were doing some kind of construction or doing an irrigation system.
Yeah.
But it sent some of these pieces up. And normally people can go and find small stuff, but this was one of the larger, this was on the larger side of being found.
Yeah. Yeah. Listen, it's got to be an interesting birthday conversation anyway, right? It's got to have some value. You found it, and so if you, is it finders keepers there?
Yeah,
they
it is.
Found
like,
it.
Yeah, this is like this is what the state park is. That state park is known for that you can go and kind of like some of those beaches where they have the sea glass and people go and collect the sea glass.
Yeah. But look at this, Jay. 35,000 diamonds have been found in the park in the last 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Largest diamond ever found, a 40-carat gemstone dubbed Uncle Sam, was found in the same state park in 1924. It wasn't a state park then, but found here at this location. Wowee.
Yeah. And most of them that are found there are that brown, golden color.
Yeah. So is that are those not worth as much as the clear ones?
I don't think so because they're more common.
Cuban.
I think it's just about how rare they are. Yeah.
Anybody really even, honestly, can you tell the difference if somebody came to you and said, okay, here's a diamond and it wasn't, but it looked like a diamond, could you tell that it was cubic zirconium or whatever the thing is that people use to replace a real diamond?
I don't think so, but I think
is that man-made?
Is
the cubic zirconium?
Yeah, that's man-made. I think it's one of those things of, one of them has a little bit more of a, it's not as like clearish white. It almost has like a silverish clearish.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But a trained person would easily be able to identify any stone and whether or not it's fake. Like what's the one? Oh, turquoise. A lot of times the turquoise people buy, it's not turquoise. It's howlite or another one that I can't think of the name that is dyed blue.
Ah.
If you have it could be fake.
The lesson in this for me is, here's this youngster who has a great experience on her birthday and then has something to talk about and share and thinks that she's lucky. And I think, you know, me and my thoughts are things. If you think you're lucky, you're going to be lucky. I'm not sure whether you'd be lucky enough to win the lottery, but you're going to be lucky. You're going to be guided, guarded, and protected through your life. And that's really a very cool thing. The best hope for one as one grows, this young lady, hopefully she will thrive, not just survive as she goes through her life. She has something to manifest now. This is something she never planned on having that experience. So she was going there with her folks for her birthday. And then look at this.
Yeah.
So something unknown and something that she hadn't manifested because she wasn't thinking about it. But now that you think about it, what do you think you can manifest? That's where I would go if I was thinking about what happens next.
Something. She found a big something.
Here's another good one. You know, at this time of year, we've got people going back to college and school and stuff like that. For me, when I went to college, it really did become my home away from home. I loved going to Heidelberg. I loved going to Ohio. Loved the experience there that I had with the people. It was the perfect setting for me. Here's the story of a Wisconsin family that has given going away from home sort of a new meaning. They have begun a semester, the whole family, at a college in Kenosha, Wisconsin. They've all gone. The sisters are going to college along with their mother and their grandmother. Because, you know, you get to this, it isn't a deterrent. You know, I remember a lot of people who were taking extra classes at Heidelberg when I was there. A lot of people go to community colleges and get extra classes.
Mm-hmm.
But so here's this 18-year-old freshman named Mia Carter, who's starting classes along with her mother, Amy Malchewski, who's 49, and her grandmother, 71-year-old Christy Schwann. They're all
that has to be so
starting
much fun.
Yeah, I would think it would be.
You could do it all together, yeah.
Yeah, right, exactly. So, anyway, she didn't, Samantha, the daughter, didn't know that she was going to be, you know, the sisters are Mia and Samantha, and they're going to school. They did not know their mother or their grandmother was going to go to school with them. And so they found out on the first day of school. I think it's kind of cool. It's a lot of great experiences. You know, what happened to me was that going away to college was great for me because I needed to get away from here for a while, get away from the home situation. But if you're happy at home, you're happy with your family. You know, a lot of people stay. I know Jennifer likes to tell the story about her going to a college that was right down the street from where she grew up and where she lived. That's perfect for some people.
Yeah.
It's great for you need to be home. There's nothing, you know, where people say, you're not going away to school? I don't want to go away to school. And if you don't want to, you shouldn't. Just because the education is what's important. Now, the social education for me was what was as important as anything else, but maybe you don't need it.
Well, and you can still get it going to classes, being away. You don't have to actually live in a dorm for that. But a lot of times, too, depending on your financial state, it's just financially smarter to maybe go to a community college for the first year or two and then go away to maybe a state university.
Yeah, yeah. Boy, you know, there's a lot of hubbub about Jimmy Fallon. This apparently, a couple of things from the entertainment world. The fact that, What's-Her-Face started her talk show again.
Oh, Drew Barrymore,
Drew Barrymore against, you know, the wishes of the writers and stuff. But she said, you know what, we deserve a new program. You guys can't get your, you know what, together. That shouldn't be a deterrent to us to go back to work.
Well, but I believe that she used WGA writers, so she's just not going to use those writers right now. But there are some other shows who don't use WGA writers, who never went off. They never stopped doing the show. They may have taken their typical summer hiatus they do every year, or they bulk record a lot of episodes. Like, was it Kelly and Mark, Live with Kelly and Mark? They I don't even know if they use writers.
They don't need writers. No, they don't.
So they didn't have to stop. I think the Talks stopped, but they're coming back. The Jennifer Hudson show either never stopped or is coming back. But there are a lot of shows who either have not stopped or are coming back. And Drew Barrymore seems to be the only one that's taking heat for it.
Yeah, wonder why that is. Meanwhile, speaking of taking heat, Jimmy Fallon, who's been accused of creating a really toxic workplace, has taken a lot of heat. And one wonders whether or not you go to work. I'm not just talking about The Tonight Show or this environment. Remember, it was something that was a big discussion when it came to Ellen and pretty much ended her program. And one wonders whether this is the end of the line for Jimmy Fallon. But I'm more interested in talking about what happens in an environment where the boss is a jerk, things are difficult, you need the job, and you go to work every day being worried about who, you know, sometimes smaller companies like Jekyll and Hyde, you don't know who you're going to meet when you go to work this morning, and that's toxic. And there, you know, that phrase, toxic workplace, is newer, but the essence of a toxic workplace has been around for as long as it's been work. Because there are some people who are abusive that run businesses and companies, and that's why labor unions came into, came into vogue, if you will. But in the case of somebody, you know, we have this feeling, oh, Jimmy's such a swell guy. Well, apparently he's a jerk, and he's trying to mend his evil ways because he doesn't want to ruin his career. But I've never taken to him, never thought, he never gave a good vibe, frankly. Mm-hmm. And Ellen never did either with me. But Kelly Clarkson and some of these other people, and I think Drew Barrymore is another, they have a good vibe about them.
And Kelly Clarkson, there was an issue of a toxic work environment, but it was noted
wasn't
that
her.
It was not due to Kelly. And she even went through of like, okay, we're getting rid of the bad vibes, we're leaving L.A., we're going to New York, and everybody, it does not matter what your position is within this company, what your level or your rank are, everybody is going through some kind of ongoing seminars on how to treat people and how to conduct yourselves and run a business and all of that stuff. Like she was not at fault, but she is taking full authority. And the one thing that she did acknowledge is that it is her show and she should have known what was going on. She should have paid more attention, and she owned that.
Yeah, it's okay. Good. All right. This is a whole different kettle of fish. Apparently Kim Jong Fatty got on a train there. They have in North Korea a bulletproof train that the leaders ride in. And because it's so heavy, they can only get the locomotive to move at about 40 or 45 miles an hour. So he got on the train on Sunday to go meet with Putin up in, I think, Vladivostok or something. It took him 2 or 3 days to get there. And they're meeting because the Russians are running out of ammunition. They're running out of armaments. Can you imagine that they're going to have to depend on North Korea to provide them with the things they need for the war in Ukraine? And so, and it, now I guess what they're going to trade off stuff like oil and technology.
Teams are being picked. That's very noticeable.
Yeah, it sure is. Speaking of teams, DiFi, we were talking about the old hags that are running for, that continue to run, be politically involved in our country. We were talking about Pelosi a little while ago, but there's Dianne Feinstein. This is not about what's going on, but this is so typical of these phony baloney. They present one thing and they are really something else. There's a huge dispute going on in her family over money. And so the daughters have hired lawyers. The late husband's estate hasn't paid the mother, that is Dianne, and this, so the kids can't get the money. What a bunch of money-grubbing jerks. Their mother is half dead, and they're hiring lawyers to make sure they get their dough. You know, this is, it's so typical. And then, by the way, the guy that she was married to, I don't think that he was the father of these kids that are fighting over the money. He left the money and beach houses, there's like $20, $30 million involved. Houses and stuff like that. And so Feinstein's, the daughter from a previous marriage before this guy, is trying to get the dough. You know what? I hope she doesn't get a damn penny, frankly. How about that? 48 past the hour. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour, good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nuka chiropractor, also GAPS practitioner, excellent when it comes to understanding what your body needs. And he's brought to us by the folks at Calitrin. The success to losing weight is attitude, work, and having the right experience with people who care about you. And that's what you'll find when you go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. People who care about you. You can talk to a counselor. They'll guide you through your program. This is an all-natural product, the only one that exists anywhere like this, that'll help you not only lose the weight, but keep it off. So for more info on how to take advantage of their best sale, the Labor Day sale continues this week, biggest sale of the year, extended for another week, go to the Calitrin website, toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug when you check out, and you get the product, the best deal on the product, and also free shipping, toploss.com. Okay, so I want to talk with you about one of our themes here as we have our discussions as part of Good Day and as part of the Good Day health program that you do. Vitamin B2, also known as riboflavin, apparently is the key compound. My physical therapist and I have been talking about different things that make up our body. She is right from the same school that you are, about vaccines and about food being, and so am I. But I mean, here's somebody who's another expert in the field. Food is your medicine. But she's also talking about some of the things that are around that are really helpful. And vitamin B2 has a lot of properties. Matter of fact, it became the reason a young baby lived, because this baby had a rare genetic disease called Mitchell syndrome. And I don't know, I've never heard of it before. It's really a rare disease, apparently. 20 recorded cases, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with it either.
No, but because this somehow or other, the mother got information about vitamin B2 and started giving it to her, the doctor said, well, no, don't worry, you know, she's just having a teething problem. Well, the mother said no, and so they did an MRI and found that her covering of the nerve fibers in the brain were deteriorating. So she did some research, decided on her own to give the baby B2, and now the baby has recovered and is the only one of 23 in the last 5-6 years who has recovered from this disease. And the other thing they can figure is there was the vitamin B2. So what's vitamin B2 got? What is vitamin B2?
Well, it's riboflavin, but all the vitamin B family, as far as Mother Nature is concerned, all appear together. Yep. There's not a vitamin B root. There's not a vitamin B2 tree. There's not a vitamin B2 vegetable.
Tree.
The vitamin Bs occur in nature. Brown rice, the coating on rice before they take it off and turning it into white rice, loaded with Bs. The bran in wheat is loaded with Bs. Liver is loaded with Bs. And anytime we start getting the vitamin for the nervous system, although the nervous system needs all of them, the main vitamin for the nervous system is vitamin B, whether it's B1 all the way through B21. And now they're even talking about another 20 Bs that they're starting to discover,
up to
the B40s.
Right.
They're there. But when we are deficient in vitamin B, whether it's riboflavin, thiamine, or all the rest of the B family, mm-hmm. and I take a bunch of it every morning myself, going to be some deficiency in the nervous system. And apparently the myelin sheath that they're talking about in this case with this youngster began to come apart in the brain at an extremely early age.
Mm.
So if I was taking care of this child, and I take care of children with these kinds of problems, not this particular case, but different problems involving the nervous system. Mom, tell me what your prenatal diet consisted of. In fact, Mom, tell me what you've been eating regularly since you were a teenager. When your periods began, your body started to lay down very important nutritional reservoirs for the time when a baby was going to show up. So no, there's no judgment here. There's no fault here, anything like that. Tell me what you've been eating so I have a better idea what went into this baby in development, because there may have been a vitamin B shortage in Mama's prenatal diet. That's the first thing I look for.
Yeah.
But now that baby, that child is going to make sure, we want to make sure that child has good vitamin B sources the rest of its life.
Right. Keep it to protect it. Yep. All right. There it is. The word from the wise Dr. Jactor. Jactor? Jack?
That'll work.
Dr. Jactor. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.